Thank you and good morning. Arcata police responded to the Bank of America on 8th Street in Arcata on Monday afternoon after a report of a bank robbery was called in. Officers learned that a man walked into the bank and handed a teller a note demanding money. The teller complied and turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the man fled the scene on foot. After distributing a description of the bank robber, police contacted 63-year-old Stephen Long, a resident of Maine, at a local motel. Long was arrested and booked into county jail in connection with the robbery. Sheriff's detectives are investigating an attempted murder last Thursday in which a 25-year-old man was shot multiple times in his home and was then kidnapped at gunpoint. Two men from Indiana were visiting the victim at his home in the Rancho Sequoia area. The two men were on the balcony when they heard male voices yelling, followed by multiple gunshots. They went downstairs and saw eight men dressed in camouflage holding rifles. Their friend had been shot and was bleeding. The suspects tied the two men to a tree with rope, ordered the gunshot victim into a truck at gunpoint, and drove off. The two men were able to untie themselves and escape uninjured. On Friday, the sheriff's office received a call from a hospital in Garberville saying that the victim had checked into the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. He is expected to survive. At this time, the motive for the crime is unknown and there are no suspect or vehicle descriptions. The investigation is ongoing and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office received a call on Sunday regarding an assault at a house in the 6100 block of Walnut Drive in Eureka. The 46-year-old male victim was in the residence with his 38-year-old girlfriend and her 16-year-old son when he heard a man, 30-year-old Eureka resident Joshua Shearer, break into the house with another suspect who was currently identified only as Sam. Shearer attacked the victim, beat him with his fist, and then pepper sprayed him. The second suspect began striking the victim on the head and body with a baseball bat. The woman's 16-year-old son came to the aid of the victim, and the suspect, Sam, fled the scene. A neighbor showed up to assist and restrain Shearer until law enforcement arrived. When deputies reached the scene, they found Shearer to be unconscious. He was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. No arrests have been made. The burglary victim was also taken to the hospital for treatment of his injuries and later released. The suspect, Sam, is described as a white male adult, 6 feet tall in his late 20s to early 30s, with short dark hair and a thin build. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Detectives with the sheriff's office are investigating a possible homicide after discovering human remains off Jewett Ranch Road in the Harris area of Humboldt County over the weekend. The sheriff's office received a call on Saturday regarding a possible human gravesite. On Sunday, detectives responded to the location, dug up the gravesite, and found human remains. The identity of the deceased is unknown at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There was a burglary in McKinleyville. Stephen Walker has more.
Sheriff's deputies responded to the Moose Lodge in McKinleyville on Sunday to investigate the theft of a safe. An investigating deputy discovered that the rear entrance to the Moose Lodge was forced open, and upon entering the lodge, he found a cabinet that was broken into. He spoke with a Moose Lodge representative who said that a safe was stolen from the cabinet that contained money donated by community members to purchase food and gifts for the holidays. A suspicious male was reported to be pushing a handcart containing the metal safe in the 1700 block of Sutter Road. He signaled the light blue four-door sedan with a flashlight and loaded the safe into the trunk of the car. The car then sped off towards Central Avenue. The suspect is described as wearing a hooded sweatshirt, construction-type boots, yellow and black gloves, and has a noticeable limp. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Thank you, Stephen. The California Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies conducted a maximum enforcement period over the holiday weekend, targeting dangerous and impaired drivers. Four drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and there was one fatal traffic collision on county roads. There were two injury traffic collisions, three DUI-related collisions, and six crashes involving property damage. The enforcement period will be used again over the Christmas and New Year holidays in an effort to improve traffic safety on local roadways. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.